Hey there, folks. It's Chef Mark with your almost daily cooking tip. And today it's not really a cooking tip, but more of a travelogue. I am actually walking through the Royal Gallery in Cardiff, Wales, and it's a beautiful sunny day. This day, I've seen around there many little signs. They call it the City of Galleries. And this is a particular phenomenon that happened in a lot of European cities in the 19th century, is that they would do a covered gallery. Essentially, they'd put like a roof, like a glass roof, over the space in between buildings on a lane, and it would make a covered gallery. You've probably seen the really, really famous ones in Milan. But Cardiff has several of them. I've been walking through them this afternoon and enjoying myself. There's a mix of old and new, old shops, new shops, stores, boutiques, and also some really cool food shops. Now, I was just in the Cardiff Castle, which itself is a really amazing space, and I'm going to be, you'll see some videos that I've shot there with my little handheld HD video camera, as well as a lot of photos. I'm putting those up on Facebook and TwitPic and all that. One of the things I want to talk about just is the different kinds of Welsh food that I've discovered. Of course, you know, there's fish and chips and things like that, but we made a little video the other day, or yesterday, of me eating Welsh faggots, and I know that sounds like an insult, but it really isn't. This is a dish. Faggots are, it's kind of like the Welsh version of haggis. It's a sort of ground up organ meat, so liver and kidney and those kinds of the offal from I assume from various animals. I mean, I guess it's whatever is left over, the leftover bits from the nice stuff that people like to eat, and they grind that up with day-old bread and some meal and some spices and flavorings, and they make it into these about 2-inch balls, and then they cover it with caul. Caul is a certain kind of fat from the lining of the animal's stomach, and then they cook it. And I have to tell you, I loved it. It was a really great dish. Obviously, it's not the kind of thing you're going to eat every day, but as a regional specialty, I really thought it was great. And I had, of course, that with chips and gravy, which is, you know, pretty ubiquitous, and some mushy peas, of course, which if you've been to the UK, you've probably seen the mushy peas in the chip shops. So that was a really great dish that I had. There's just, I'm really loving Wales. The people here are very sweet. We had a great time yesterday with Angela Gray, who is very well known in Wales. She's presented several programs on the BBC going through Wales and interviewing all the various chefs of Wales to share their favorite dishes. And she cooked with us. We did 3 different dishes in her cooking studio, and we shot them for Culinary Media Network. And so that's going to be a little bit before they're out, because, as you know, it takes me a bit of time to do that kind of editing. But, it was such a great time. We've had such a wonderful time in Wales. The people are sweet. I keep saying that, I know, but it really has impressed me quite a bit. So that is your slice of Wales for today. And hopefully I'll have a few more quick bites or cooking tips in England while we're in the Cotswolds. In fact, I'm going to make sure that Chef Rob Rees gives us a couple of good cooking tips. So that's it for today, and I will see you later. Bye-bye.